Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How you doing this morning? Welcome to the studios of Apostle Larry Barr Truth Ministry Broadcasting Network. And this morning we're about to embark on another show here. And we're doing HS form show session. And this deals with the supernatural. It's a part of my ministry where I teach mainly about the Spirit of God and about the supernaturalness of God, the kingdom of God, supernatural apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers. The angels are supernatural. God is supernatural. The kingdom is supernatural. Everything is supernatural. And it has power, it has dominion, and it has authority over everything. And you know I like to start every show out with just a little bit of praise. I like to magnify the name of God. I like to exalt his name. I love to lift up his name because he's worthy to be praised. So let's do just a little praise. And I'm not going to take long because I want to really jump into this. This is very important, the supernatural kingdom of God. Have to understand that the kingdom did not come from the earth. Man did not send the kingdom up to God. Even though man thank God is in his kingdom. No. The kingdom came down. The kingdom is above, it's not beneath. The kingdom came down. And everything came out of the kingdom. See, the kingdom has always been in an above state. Don't ever think the kingdom is beneath the earth or the kingdom is beneath God. No, baby. The kingdom is above. He sits in eternity in a supernatural place. His kingdom is there, a never-ending kingdom. So the kingdom comes down to us. He came down on Mount Sinai. He came down and delivered the children of Israel. He sent Christ down. The kingdom comes down to us. So you have to understand the kingdom is supernatural. It's supernatural. Christ operated in the supernatural, even though many don't want to claim that. Many don't want to deal with that. They want him to just be natural. They want him to just be a man. But he also was supernatural. He did supernatural things by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. It's a supernatural spirit. The Spirit of God is spirit and fire, and it's supernatural. It's supernatural. Somebody say yes. Let's begin to praise him just a little bit here. Go ahead and get some praise in right quick. Just a few minutes. I don't like to take up too much time here. I got a lot to cover, so I want to move real quickly. Let's begin to praise him here. Let's go ahead and get some good praise in. Because he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be exalted. He's worthy to be magnified. He's worthy to be lifted up. We give him all praise, all glory, due unto his holy name. There is none like the Lord, our God, who is worthy to be praised, worthy to be exalted, worthy to be magnified, worthy to be lifted up. All through the book of Psalms, we see the writers praising God. Praise him, all you earth. Praise him, all you heaven. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. He said, those that worship me must worship me in spirit and truth. So this morning, out of your own mouth, praise God. Father, I praise you because you're wonderful. I praise you because you exalted high and lifted up, and there is no God like you, God. All other gods made by the hands of man bow down to you because you are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the great I am. You are El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rapha, the Prince of Peace, the Wonderful Counselor. You are the healer. You are the deliverer. And there is none like you, Lord God. There is none like you in the heights, in the heavens, in the earth. There is none like you. For you are Lord all by yourself. You rule and reign supreme all by yourself. We praise your name. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. We lift up your name, O God. Be thou glorified this morning, God, as we do this broadcast. Be thou glorified. Be thou magnified. Let your spirit have its way. Let your revelation flow. in this studio this morning, God. I praise you. I magnify you. I exalt your name, for you are holy, for you are righteous, for you are true, God. I'm nothing but filthy rags. The best ability, the best trying, the best, my very best still ain't good enough, God. My very best praying, God. My very best fasting. My fasting. My very, very best. My very best praying. My very best fasting. My very best walking, trying to live right, still comes up to filter egg. Ain't that a trip? The best I'm from, I done poured my soul into it. I done poured my heart into it. I done tried to live holy, tried to live clean, tried to live right. I try to treat everybody right, try to do right. My very best ability at it, my very best attempt to be a child of God, still I come up as filthy rag. So even if I reach that pinnacle of superstar status, like some preachers have become superstars, but I don't want to be a superstar. I just want to be a kingdom. I want to be a servant of the kingdom. I want to be kingdom. I want to know that kingdom. I'm preaching kingdom. I'm teaching kingdom. Why? Because that's all he preached, kingdom. All he taught was kingdom in the name of Jesus. I ain't still no superstar status. I don't know, because that ain't nothing but filthy rags. If you're paying attention, you're catching it. My God, my God, I can go sit on a throne in a nation and be their king, and it still ain't nothing but filthy rags. I can have billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars, and my best attempt to try to please God comes up to filthy rags. Oh, man, there's nothing like the kingdom, man. You know, God got a high standard to measure up to. But see, in the Holy Ghost, in the supernatural, and you're full of the Holy Ghost and Holy Spirit, and you're obeying God, and you're following the Holy Ghost, and you're doing what the Spirit tells you, then God said, now I'm well pleased. Because he can only approve of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit has no sin. He commit no sin. He commit no iniquities. There are no transgressions. There are no shortcomings in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost ain't making the Holy Spirit of God. He's not missing the mark, for he is the Spirit of God. For he is holy. For he is righteous. He is the Spirit of truth. There is nothing there, no wrong, no evil, no sin in him, for he's holy. So God approves of him own self. God looked at Jesus and saw the Holy Spirit and approved of him own self. God said, my son, who I'm well pleased. You notice he didn't call him son till he was filled with the Holy Ghost. And Jesus went about being led by the Holy Ghost. That's right. That's how the journey started. He was led by the Holy Ghost. So we praise God for his Holy Spirit. We praise him for his righteousness. We praise him for his truth. We praise him for his tender mercy. We praise him for his compassion. We praise him for his wisdom. We praise him for his knowledge. We praise him for his understanding. We just give, open our mouth and praise the name of the Lord, for he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be exalted. He's worthy to be magnified. He's worthy to be lifted up. Everything that has breath, give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. We praise him in the heights. We praise him in the heavens. We praise him on the mountaintop. We praise him in the valley. We praise him in the streets. We praise him in the back alley. We just praise the Lord. Everything that got breath this morning, open your mouth and say hallelujah. Praise and glory be to your name, Most High King, for you are worthy of all the praise, the glory, and the honor. We praise you, we praise you, we praise you, we praise your name, we magnify your name, we exalt your name. Send your Holy Spirit. Oh, let the Spirit of the Lord speak today. Let the Spirit of the Lord teach today. Let the Spirit of the Lord have his way today. Oh, God, about that hour where they have been darkened, where their eyes are blind, I pray that the blind see. I pray that the blind can understand. You told Nicodemus, if you don't have the Spirit of God, you can't even see. But he said, without the Holy Spirit, you can't see the kingdom of God. Oh, my God, my God. And then he said, if you ain't filled with the Holy Spirit, you can't enter into the kingdom of God. See, in order to get into the kingdom, it's a supernatural thing. You got to have access to the supernatural, baby. See, the Holy Spirit is the supernatural Spirit of God. So if you get access to the supernatural kingdom, you need a supernatural hookup. To get access to the supernatural kingdom, you need a supernatural hookup. You just don't walk in, baby, because you feel like it. You just don't walk in and open the big pearly gates and do whatever you want to. You just don't walk down God's street, throwing paper everywhere. No, baby, you got to have a supernatural connection. You got to have a supernatural hookup. You got to have a supernatural connection to get in the kingdom of God. And there ain't but one, the Holy Ghost. That's right. Jesus sent unto us the Holy Spirit. I'm going to ask the Father to send the Spirit of truth, the Holy Ghost. And he's going to lead and guide you in all truth pertaining to me and the kingdom of God. So my supernatural hookup is the Holy Ghost. So open your mouth and say, Father, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. I thank you for the supernatural connection. I thank you for the supernatural hookup. I thank you for the Holy Ghost. I thank you for the supernatural connection. I thank you for the supernatural hookup. I thank you, Lord God. Without the Holy Ghost, I'm nothing. Without the Holy Ghost, I can't enter in. Without the Holy Spirit, I can't see the kingdom. Without the Holy Ghost and without the Holy Spirit, I have no power. I have no power. I have no authority. I have no dominion. Without the Holy Spirit, I can't enter into the kingdom. Without the Holy Spirit, I can't come to you. You said, no man comes to me unless the Spirit draws him. Without the Holy Spirit, there is no power. There is no dominion. There is no authority. So I need a supernatural hookup. I need a supernatural connection. Oh, I praise the name this morning. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for Christ Jesus. Thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, that the Spirit was in Christ doing the work. Thank you, Lord God, that he saved us from our sin through the Holy Ghost by grace. Thank you, Lord God, that Christ, Jesus Christ, when he died on that cross as a sacrifice, saved us, gave us a chance, saved us through the power of the Holy Ghost by grace through faith in the Holy Spirit in the name of Christ Jesus. We praise your name. You're worthy to be praised, worthy to be exalted, worthy to be magnified, worthy to be lifted up, worthy to be praised. Worthy, I say, 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 you're worthy to be praised, worthy to be exalted, worthy to be magnified, worthy to be lifted up. We praise your name, for you are holy, for you are holy, and you are divine, for you are holy and divine, for you are holy and divine, for you are holy and divine. Let everything that have breath give him praise. Praise the name of the Lord, for he is holy, for he is righteous, for he is true. He said, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. You looking for a kingdom made by the hand of man. Have you ever noticed what man make? It be pulled out. All these generations, all these centuries, men been in kingdoms, then they be pulled out, then another man build a kingdom, then it's pulled out, then another man build a kingdom, then it's pulled out, then another man build a kingdom, then it's pulled out. Well, ain't nobody pulled out God's kingdom, baby. God's kingdom ain't never been towed out. The kingdom of God ain't never been towed out. Ain't nobody towed down the kingdom of God. From the day that God created it to now, the kingdom has never been torn down. No one has towed down the kingdom of God. No one has made God rebuild his kingdom. No, God been building and building and adding on to his kingdom forever. We don't know how big. My God, when he show us his kingdom in heaven, we don't know how big the kingdom of God is. But let me ask you a question. Who done tore it down? Who done tore down the kingdom of God? Who done had God building his kingdom? No one. So we come out of a kingdom that has authority, power, and dominion over all things. Amen? Amen. And we give him praise and we magnify his holy and righteous name. I'm going to move real quick here. Let's go now to the book of Revelation 4. We're talking about the supernatural kingdom of God. I want to do something real quick here. I'm going to move real quick here. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the voice which I heard was, if it was of a trumpet. We're in Revelation 4. We're talking about the supernatural kingdom of God. But let's just get a look at it. Let's just get a look at it. Baby, the kingdom of God is not like what you're walking around here. Where the Holy Ghost come from, the Holy Spirit come from, and where the angels are, that don't look nothing like what you're walking in right now. Because when I'm going to read, you're going to see some supernatural stuff. And it don't look like nothing you're riding in right now. It don't look like nothing you're living in right now. This is a whole nother kingdom, baby. This is a whole nother kingdom. After this I looked, and behold, the door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was, is it war a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, I will show thee things must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit. Immediately, here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go. The door was open. He can't go into the kingdom without the spirit. Oh, you better listen to me this morning. There it is right there in Revelation. John can't even go into the kingdom without the Spirit. The door is open. And the only way he's seeing this shit is by the Holy Spirit. Then Jesus said to Nicodemus, you can't see the kingdom of God without the Holy Spirit. And you can't enter the kingdom of God without the Holy Spirit. Now, I don't know what kingdom some of these folks are in, but I tell you, it ain't the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. Everybody who say they are saint ain't in the kingdom of God. They in a kingdom, but it ain't the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. Their ways, their lying, the way they... Yeah, we have to repent. Come on, we say, Father, forgive me if I look anything like the kingdom of darkness. Forgive me if my works testify that I'm a part of the kingdom of darkness. Oh, Father, have mercy on me and help me get into the kingdom of God. I thought I was in the kingdom of God, but my sin and my iniquities and my transgression say I'm in the kingdom of darkness. Because when I look at the kingdom of God and I look at how the angels live and how Christ live and how you live and how the Holy Spirit live, there is no sin, there is no iniquities and transgression. And then I said, well, no, the kingdom of God don't have no sin, don't have no iniquities and transgression. But when I look over here at the kingdom of darkness, I see sin. I see iniquities. I see transgression. I see the father of lies. I see that old serpent, the devil. I see chaos. I see destruction. I see killing and murder. I see devouring, destroying, and killing. But when I look at the kingdom of God, I see life and abundant life. I see hope, I see faith, I see peace, I see mercy, I see grace, I see the supernatural power of deliverance, healing, restoration, restitution, I see breakthroughs, I see miracles, I see signs, I see wonders. And so here, John is caught up in the Spirit because he can't see. See, you can't prophesy the kingdom without the Holy Ghost. You can't see or baby, you can't even discern kingdom things without the Holy Spirit. You can't even understand the word of the kingdom without the Holy Spirit. He said, he give you the Holy Spirit so that you will understand what you read. You can't even understand. That's why many pick up this Bible. They can't understand it. They say, man, I can't understand it because they don't have the Holy Spirit. The connection. Say, give me the connection. Say, give me the connection. Give me the connection. What is the connection? The Holy Spirit. What is the connection? The Holy Spirit. Let me move real quick because I got a lot to cover. And I immediately was in the Spirit, see? In order to enter, he had to get in the Spirit. In order to go before God, he got to get in the Spirit. In order to enter in, he got to get in the Spirit. In order to see, he got to get in the Spirit. And behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Here we go. A throne is being. First thing he see is the government. First thing he see is the supreme God. First thing he see is a throne. Caught up in the Spirit, and the first thing the Holy Spirit shows him is the throne of God. God is still in charge, baby. God has all power. He has all authority. Don't let the devil make a fool out of you. Don't let these people make a fool out of you. Talking about this and that. Look, ain't none of us hitting on nothing. I just told you, our best attempt, our best attempt. You can spend 50 years serving God and say, man, I served God greatly. Oh, the things I did, the conferences, the conventions, the travel. Man, I've been to 186 countries. I know preached all over. Man, I'm bad, man. Man, I got all kind of books. I know so. And God looks at it and says, huh, filthy rags. Filthy rags. Why? Because God, it ain't your books, baby, that get you into the kingdom. It ain't your books. It ain't your clothes. It ain't your jets. It ain't your plane. It ain't your synagogue. It ain't your church. It ain't your sermons. It ain't your 10,000, 1,500 sermons you preach. No. It is the Spirit of God. It is the supernatural Spirit of God, because he's the one that has been given the power to bring you into the kingdom. He's the one. He's the one that connects you with the kingdom. When you receive the Holy Ghost, God said, you've been sealed. You've been sealed. You've been adopted into the kingdom. And now he declared you to be his son or his daughter. Why? Because you're filled with the Holy Ghost. So God wanted to show John something, but John had to have the Holy Spirit to see it. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, the throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne, and he that sat was to look upon like a jasper in the side of his stone, and there was a rainbow round in about the throne, in the sight unto an emerald, and round about the throne were 24 seats, and it's not that, and upon the seat I saw 24 elders sitting clothed white raiment, and they had on their head crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightning and thundering. Out of the throne. We're not talking about the throne that a king sit on here in the earth, because ain't no lightning and ain't no thunder coming out Queen Elizabeth's throne. I'm talking about the kings of the earth. You go over there to the king of Iran, ain't no lightning and thundering coming out of his throne. No. But this throne here, where God is sitting, lightning and thunder are coming out the throne. Supernatural, baby, supernatural. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white raiment, and they had on their head crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightning and thundering and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round and about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. When the last time you went to Walmart, baby, and you saw four beasts full of eyes in front and behind? They got eyes all on the wing. When was the last time you saw this right here? What I'm reading now, did you see this in your church Sunday? Yeah, some of you went to church Sunday. And when you looked up at the pulpit, this is what you saw. No. You saw pastor up there sitting on the pulpit. You saw the choir singing. Some of you singing them same old tired songs. But you didn't see the supernatural, because you can't see the supernatural without the Holy Spirit. You can't enter into the supernatural without the Holy Spirit. So for those of you who said there ain't no Holy Ghost, you will never see the kingdom of God. For those of you that say there ain't no Holy Spirit, you will never enter into the kingdom of God. Because if you deny the Holy Ghost, who has been sent to bring you into the kingdom, how you go enter in the kingdom denying the very one that has to show you the kingdom? Now, you'll tell me if that ain't a trip. You don't believe in the Holy Ghost. You don't believe in the Holy Spirit. And yet you talk about you following God. Well, how you going to see the kingdom without the Spirit he sent to show you the kingdom? Oh my God, the supernatural kingdom of God has never, nor one time, or ever will be governed by man. By man's intellect, by man's thought, by man's ideal, by man's doctrine. The kingdom of God, baby, was here before man ever thought about coming. The kingdom of God brought man to the earth. The kingdom of God formed man from the dust of the earth. It was through the kingdom of God that man came into an existence. So now, why is it man has authority over God? What does it say in Isaiah? Why is it now that the clay that was being shaped and molded by the potter is now saying it's greater than the potter? Now the clay, who had no beginning, who had no form, had to be shaped and molded by a supernatural God, is now standing up saying, there ain't no God. There ain't no God. I'm God. There ain't no God. Lucifer is God. Oh, what a trip, what a trip, what a trip, what a trip. My people perish because of the lack of knowledge, from the lack of understanding, from the lack. See, baby, you can't understand the kingdom without the Holy Spirit. You can't know the kingdom without the Holy Spirit. You can't even enter into the kingdom without the Holy Spirit. Right now, if you're listening to me and you don't have the Holy Spirit, I sound like gibberish to you. If you don't have the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of God ain't in you, and you don't understand nothing I'm saying. Because, see, you can't see the kingdom. And what's so funny about it, I'm telling you where I'm at. I'm in Revelation 4. You got your Bible over there looking at it and still don't understand. When I look at it, I see beyond the pages. Why? Because I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Why is it you see it, Apostle? Because the Spirit of God is upon me. And he brings to me not the understanding of man. He brings to me the understanding of the kingdom. Now, look down here at verse 6. And before the throne was a sea of glass like unto a crystal, and in the midst of the throne, round and about the throne, were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face of a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the fourth beast had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within. And they rested not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy. Even the beasts are worshiping and praising God all day and night. They are worshiping and praising God. God abides in an atmosphere of supernatural power, authority, and dominion. In the supernatural kingdom of God, you see supernatural beasts worshiping God 24 hours a day, nonstop. They just worship him. He's being worshiped. God abides in worship. He abides in supernatural praise. He abides in an atmosphere in the dimension of the supernatural. In the kingdom, there is worship going on all the time. Here is a lesson for us, son. We pray 10 minutes a day, and we want to abide with God forever. We pray 10 minutes a day, and we want the kingdom be with us forever. God sits in praise and worship 24 hours a day forever and ever, and you wonder why he's so holy. You wonder why he's so righteous. You wonder why his atmosphere, he said, flesh can't abide here. You wonder why we stepped into that real atmosphere. He said, they'll be consumed in fire. He said, my fire, I'm so holy that if sin came and presented, it would be consumed. So we doing baby worship. We doing baby praise. We doing little baby worship, and we doing little baby praise. Now these they praising them 24 hours a day nonstop. So, but in order to praise like that, you got to be created. You got to be created to praise that way. You got to be created. You got to be created to praise that way. Let me move real quick here. I want to show you something. Let me move real quick here. Real quick. Okay. Now, it says, look at this. The beasts are supernatural. You see that? Because you ain't seen none of these beasts at Walmart with no four faces. This is not natural. This is supernatural. Amen? So God is not sitting in heaven with a Walmart next door. No. See, you got it wrong. See, you're trying to make the kingdom fit the earth. No, baby, you got to fit the kingdom. Oh, let me say that again. You trying to make the kingdom fit the earth. No, baby, you got to fit into the kingdom. The kingdom is supernatural. Angels are supernatural beings. God is a supernatural being. Quit trying to make the kingdom fit your understanding, and you begin to fit the understanding of the kingdom. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who lived forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that lived forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things. There it is. I told you, devil ain't created nothing. Those of you believing in this other kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, and talking about the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of Satan, Lucifer. Lucifer is God. Lucifer is the creator of the world. You're lying. You're lying. Lucifer ain't created nothing. He didn't create the world. There it is right there in the Word of God. I didn't make this up. The Word of God says the 24 elders in the supernatural dimension of God, sitting on thrones around the presence of God, these elders declared that he created all things. So all things were created out of the supernatural. That's why the supernatural governs the natural. If you understand this, you begin to understand why people practicing witchcraft and sorcery, they tapping into the demonic side. They tapping into the evil works of the supernatural. But there is power there. There is power there, but it's evil. It's the forbidding thing. It's the things that God do not want us to do nor practice. But the devil dwells in those things. He dwells in those things, and And he teaches those things, and he wants you to practice those things, because those very things, he said, no sorcerer, those that practice witchcraft, sorcery, whoremongers, idol worshipers, they shall not enter into the kingdom of God. Why? Because they don't have the Holy Spirit. They have the spirit of divination, of sorcery and witchcraft, the very things, the spirits of the evil spirits that God condemned. These are the very things God spoke against. So when you practice these things and you are in these things and you love doing these things, baby, you are not hooked to the kingdom of God. Now, I'm not going to be able to finish this, and when I come back, I'm going to have to do a part two to this. But let's do something real quick here. I will do this. I'm going to turn over now. You see that it's supernatural. You see, he sits on the throne. He's supernatural. The kingdom of God is supernatural. Now, let's look at verse 21. And I want to show you something real quick. I'm going to move real quick. I ain't going to be able to read all this. In verse 20. Well, if God is supernatural and he has all power, he's the creator of all things, what happens to the devil in the end, Pastor Larry? What happened to the devil and the false prophet and the Antichrist and all of this? What happens in the end, Apostle Larry, in the book of Revelation that shows us that the kingdom of God is forever and that it's going to rule and it's going to reign? Is it in the word anywhere? Does it clarify in the word anywhere where we can see this? If you look at verse 20, it talks about the angel coming down. Let me read just the first verse. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, verse 20 of Revelation, chapter 20. Look at this. I saw an angel come down from heaven having the key of the bottomless pit and the great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, the old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. Here is a mystery for you. At the appointed time, Jesus Christ gonna come with a long chain in his hand. Christ, at the appointed time, and he gonna grab the devil. This right here is an eye opener. Christ gonna come at the appointed time. When he get ready, he gonna come down with a long chain. He gonna wrap it around the devil, and he gonna put him in the bottomless pit. Now, what that tell you right there? What does that tell you? Satan has no authority over Christ, nor does he have power over Christ. When right now, if Christ wanted to bind him right now, Christ could come right now, get the devil, chain him up, and there's nothing he can do. So the kingdom of darkness does not have authority, a power, a dominion over the kingdom of God. Even though the world wants you to think that, even though man wants you to think that, Pastor Larry Barr is telling you the truth. The kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of Satan, they do not have authority over the kingdom of God, nor do they have rulership, nor do they have dominion, nor do they have power, nor do they have full charge. They are beneath the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God will always rule over the kingdom of darkness, because how can the clay say to the potter that made it, now you my servant? How can Satan tell God, you my servant, when God made him? Oh, ancient truths, baby, and ancient lies. I believe in. See, I love to deal with that ancient truth and ancient lie, because, see, some of this stuff you're hearing, this stuff is ancient. This stuff been around. See, when Satan was up there in heaven lying, telling the angel he was going to take the kingdom of God. He's walking around heaven telling angels, I'm going to be your next king. I'm going to take this kingdom from God. I'm going to take it and I'm going to rule. So you might as well come join me, because ain't no God like Satan. That's a lie. Did he take it? No. Is he ruling over God? No. So what makes you think now that at the end, Satan going to be the one on the throne? All of these people you see and talking about Satan going to be Lord, they lying. Satan is not going to be Lord. Satan going to be defeated. Satan is going to be defeated. Let me read this one thing, then I'm going to end this, and I'm going to have to come back. I want to show it to you. I want to show you what happened to the devil according to the book. You see right there, Christ buying him up when you get ready. After he's been buying for 1,000 years, he's loosed. He's loosed from that pit. And it says, And when the 1,000 years will expire, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. We're in verse 7 of chapter 20. And he shall go to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, God and Magog, and gather them together to battle the number of who is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about, and behold, the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. There it is. Even when Satan gathered his army of men together to fight against the kingdom of God, fire gonna come, supernatural fire gonna come from heaven and destroy them. They're gonna be destroyed by supernatural means. Moving on, real quick. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire, and the false prophet, the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. Oh, yeah, the big old bad men of the earth. The big old bad men of the earth talking about there ain't no God. Talking about there ain't no Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nishi, Jehovah Rapha, the Prince of Peace, the Almighty God, the Wonderful Counsel. There's no God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Well, when this day comes, they going to try to hide, because what they feared the most has come upon them. And when their eyes are open and they see him sitting on his throne, they're going to fall to their knees, begging the spirit to leave them, but they can't go nowhere. Mm-mm. They gonna see this baby. They gonna open their mouths and say he is God. So don't you be fooled. You heard what the scripture said? He went about to deceive. Are you being deceived? Are you being deceived by the things of this world? Are you being deceived? You better keep your eyes on the kingdom. I put a post on Facebook the other day, say it's all about the kingdom, baby. You look in Genesis, you look at the book of Genesis chapter 1, and God created the heavens and the earth. It was all about the kingdom, baby. And you come back here and read verse 20, you see the kingdom wrapping things up. The kingdom started things, and in verse 20 and 21, the kingdom wrapping things up. As I bring this to a close, the first verse of 21 says, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. There it is again. The kingdom coming down. The kingdom coming down. See, when you practicing roots from the earth, baby, that ain't the kingdom. Mm-hmm. When you got to conjure up spirits from beneath, that ain't the kingdom. The kingdom comes down from heaven. It comes down from the kingdom. See, Jesus came down to Galilee. He was sent by God. I'm Apostle Larry C. Barge. I want to just go on, but I got to stop. I'm running over my time. I got to stop. The kingdom of God is a supernatural kingdom. Man can't defeat this kingdom. Man can't destroy this kingdom. Man can't even comprehend or understand this kingdom without the Holy Spirit. Earthly things man understand because he's earth, but supernatural things, man can't understand supernatural things being earthly made. He has to have a supernatural spirit that teaches him supernatural things. See, without the demonic spirits, without the evil spirit, men can't understand sorcery and witchcraft. So they have to, here it is again, without the spirit, you can't understand the supernatural. Now, without the Spirit of God, you can't understand the supernatural of God. Without the spirit of, without evil spirits, demonic spirits, you can't understand the supernatural of the devil, the supernatural of witchcraft, sorcery, and divination. You can't understand black magic and white magic without a demon spirit. Oh, because the supernatural, the spirit realm, is greater than the natural. The spirit realm governs the natural. The spirit realm allows demons and spirits to move in and out of the natural. Mm-hmm. But the problem with the natural is we can't move in and out of the spirit because we are bound to the natural. But there will be a day when we will fly through the spirit, when we will be able to soar in the supernatural. Right now, we're bound to this earth. But the demons are not bound. They are supernatural beings. They can ascend and descend. They can go in and out. We can't. So either you're following the Holy Spirit into the supernaturalness of God, or you're following demonic spirits into the supernaturalness of witchcraft, sorcery, and divination, black magic and white magic. You're getting into occultism because you are following those spirits. I'm Apostle Barnes talking today about the supernatural kingdom of God. We're going to do a part two to this because I'm not finished. I got plenty more I want to talk about. And we have to understand, it started with the kingdom. It's going to end with the kingdom. The kingdom is the place to be, baby. No. The kingdom of God is the place to be. You can stand out there with man if you want to. You can stand out there with man if you want to, and you'll be standing right there with him when he gets judged. Or you can be in the kingdom with God. You can be in the kingdom standing on the right-hand side with God because you are part of the kingdom. You are part. You are in the kingdom. You are part of. Or you can be standing there with man who said there wasn't no God. Amen? Well, we give God praise and glory. Thank you for joining me. I'm Apostle Larry C. Barnes here in the studios of Apostle Larry Barnes Truth Ministries Broadcasting Network. We broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining me. Join me next Wednesday at the same time, 9 o'clock, for another power-packed show here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining me. Bye-bye.